dreidel, 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 oh, dreidel I shall.
Of Judea, which is now Israel, there was once a mean, wicked, evil, rotten, not very nice man named King Antiochus. He said,
"You have to be just like me. What kind of food do you like?"
"Cheese pizza."
"You can't like pizza. You have to like what I like. And what's your name?"
"Carolyn."
"No, you have to have the names I like. How many gods do you pray to?"
"One, a god you can't see."
"Absolutely not. You have to pray to many gods and make idols, statues of those gods. Just like me. You have to be just like me." "Be like me. Be like me. Everybody's got to be like me.
Wear the same clothes, eat the same foods, pray to lots of gods. Can't you see?
Got to be like me.
Don't want to be like you, be like you. Not everyone has to be like you.
I pray to one God like I want to. Don't want to be like you, can't you see?
I want to be like me.
I want to be like me."
Now, there was one man, his name was Mattathias, and he said no. He had 5 sons. Mattathias said, "All who believe in one God, follow me." And he and his sons and other Jews went up into the mountains. They called themselves the Maccabees, which means hammer. They were led by Mattathias' son, Judah.
Judah and his family knew what they must do. Stand up to the mighty king for every single Jew. Other Jews joined the fight for their right to be free. That's how a group of farmers became the Maccabees. They were strong like a hammer, strong like a hammer. Hazak, hazak, just like a Maccabee. Strong like a hammer. Strong like a hammer.
Hey, I gotta tell you, the Maccabees weren't soldiers. They were farmers. King Antiochus had all the soldiers. The king's army had all the cool soldier stuff. You know, fancy schmancy uniforms, bows and arrows, horses, and elephants. The Maccabees didn't have fancy schmancy uniforms, bows and arrows, horses, or elephants. But they were smart and had God on their side. Sometimes they would be studying Torah, reading Jewish books, and a soldier would come along. Quick, put away your books and pull out a dreidel, they would say.
Nothing's going on here. Just a bunch of Jews playing a game of dreidel.
Pull out your dreidels, let's play a game. The soldier is coming. Isn't it a shame? King won't let us read Torah, but he won't get his way. Pull out your dreidels, we'll fool them all today.
Is the soldier gone?
Yep.
Good. Put away your dreidels and let's start learning again.
Now the soldier's gone, he doesn't have a clue. Let's pull out our books to become better Jews. Put away the dreidels till we want to play again. That's how Jews outsmarted Antiochus and his men.
That's one way the Jews outsmarted the king and his army. Another way they would outsmart the soldiers is the Maccabees would hide in caves. Can they see me?
No. Can they see me?
No. And when they saw the soldiers coming with their fancy schmancy uniforms, bows and arrows, horses, and elephants, they would jump out, surprise them, and hit them hard like a hammer. After 3 years of fighting, who do you think won the war? The soldiers with their fancy schmancy uniforms, bows and arrows, horses, and elephants? Or the Maccabees with God on their side? You would have thought it was the soldiers with their fancy schmancy uniforms, bows and arrows, horses, and elephants. But it was a miracle. It was the Maccabees with God on their side.
Hanukkah, say ha ha ha. Hanukkah, say ha ha ha. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah. Hanukkah and freedom. Spin the dreidel, spin, spin, spin. Spin the dreidel, spin, spin, spin. Spin the dreidel, spin the dreidel. Hanukkah and freedom. Eat your latkes, yum, yum, yum. Your latkes, yum, yum, yum. Eat your latkes, eat your latkes. Hanukkah and freedom. Light the candles one by one. Light the candles one by one. Light the candles, light the candles. Hanukkah and freedom. Hanukkah say ha, ha, ha. Hanukkah say ha, ha, ha.
Now, the legend, Agadah, says after the war, the Jews wanted to have a celebration. But when they got back to their temple, they saw that the king and his army had ruined it. Things were broken and dirty. The soldiers had let animals into the synagogue. The soldiers had put statues, idols of their god in the synagogue. And worse yet, the light, the Ner Tamid that lets Jews know that God is always around, was out. Of course, the Jews who had fought so long and hard knew that important things were worth working for, so they worked hard and fixed what was broken, got rid of the animals, threw out the statues, the idols, and cleaned everything up. But still, the Ner Tamid did not burn. In those days, people didn't use wax candles like we do. Instead, they used oil in a jar or a lamp with a wick. And they couldn't find a single drop of oil to light the Ner Tamid.
No, no, wait a minute. I found some. Ooh.
Well, they did find some, but only enough to last one day, and then it would be out again. The Ner Tamid needed to burn all the time, because even today in synagogues, it reminds people that God doesn't flicker in and out of lives. Here one minute, gone the next. God is always with his people. It was important to find more oil and quickly. The problem was, the Jews would have to go to another city, and that trip would take more than a day.
What choice did they have?
None. They lit the Ner Tamid with the little oil they had and prayed.
What happened next?
Amazingly enough, that one jar of oil didn't last for just one day. It lasted for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days.
Another miracle?
Yep, another miracle.
No, it would really be cool to be brave like a Maccabee.
Well, we can be. Being brave is not just fighting a mean king or being a superhero like in the movies. It's making the right choice in a tough situation that at some time or other we all face.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
I want to be brave like a Maccabee. Strong like a hammer, save the world from evil and greed. But what can I do? I'm not brave at all. In the dark, I'm scared of sounds and the hall. Wanna be brave, ride the rising. Get all embarrassed, break out in a sweat, and talk too fast. Always get nervous, feels like I'm gonna cry. Could that be bravery when I'm feeling so shy?
A year ago, someone like my mommy. My hero is a policeman or fireman. My hero is my daddy. A hero is someone that never lets you down.
Then I think about things I already know. Being brave is not a speech you give or a TV hero. It's reaching for answers that aren't easy. I'm making tough choices, being brave, and it feels so great. Next time a kid wants me to cheat in a game, tell a lie or call somebody a really bad name. If I had the courage to say that, then I become a true hero and save the day.
A hero always tells you to try your best. A hero is a person you can trust. Anybody can be a hero, 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 hero.
Hey, what are you doing?
Cleaning my menorah for the first night of Hanukkah.
Want some help?
Sure. You know, there's some wax still on it from last year, and it is so hard to get off.
Ooh, I see what you mean. So we're going to light the menorah for 8 nights?
You bet. 8 nights, because if you remember the legend, Agadah, the jar of oil the Jews found to light the Ner Tamid was only supposed to last for 1 night, but lasted for 8.
You're right. This wax is tough to get off. Hey, why are there so many candle spaces?
Well, since there are 8 nights of Hanukkah, there are 8 places to put the candles. We'll start with 1 candle for the first night, and 2 for the second, so on and on and on. 1 candle added for each new night till all 8 spaces are filled with candles shining beautifully on the very last night.
Hey, you can't fool me. There are places for 9 candles in the menorah, not just 8. Why is that?
Well, you're pretty smart there. If you notice, the 9th candle is set apart from the other 8. It might be higher or lower on your menorah. It's the Shamus, the helper candle. It's used to help light the other 8.
One of my favorite things about Hanukkah is when it's time to light the menorah.
Mine too. Did you know there's a special way to put the candles in the menorah?
No.
Well, there is. We put the candles in right to left. It's like reading Hebrew. And we light them left to right, like reading English.
Okay, let me see if I have this right. So we place them in the menorah, like we read Hebrew, and we light them like we read English.
You got it. The rabbis a long time ago wanted us to remember that one side of the menorah is just as special as the other side, just like all of God's world is special. To the left of us.
To the right of us.
Above us.
And below us.
Because God is always around us.
God is here and God is there and God is truly everywhere. God is here and God is there and God is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where God can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where God can be found.
Let's go fast.
God is here and God is there and God is truly everywhere. And God is here and God is there and God is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down. God is here and God is there and God is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, this where God can be found. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, this where God can be found.
You know, it's kind of interesting when you think about it. A long time ago, way back when Jews first started lighting menorahs for Hanukkah, they didn't have electricity.
No electric lights?
Nope.
Light switches?
Uh-uh.
Electric lamps?
No, so it was dark. Unless they lit candles or the wicks of oil lamps. Back then, the Hanukkah lights, whether they were oil lamps or candles, became special because Jews made something that they used every day, candles and oil lamps, really unique with traditions and blessings. Today, our Hanukkah menorahs are still so very, very special.
Whew, that was tough cleaning. But just like the Jews, when they found their temple a mess, some things are worth working hard for. The menorah is all clean.
It's beautiful. Thanks, Danny.
No sweat.
Now it's time to light the menorah. Remember, we start with 1 candle in the menorah and add a candle each night till all 8 are burning. So let's light the Shamus, and then let the Shamus help light the other candles.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah.
Praise are you, Adonai our God, Sovereign of the universe, who has made us holy by mitzvot and instructed us to light the Chanukah candles.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, she'asa nisim lavoteinu, bayamin ahem, bazman hazeh.
Praise are you, Adonai, our God, sovereign of the universe, who perform miracles for our ancestors at this season in ancient days. On the first night, we say an extra blessing, the Shehekianu, because it's been a whole year since we've lit Hanukkah candles, and we want to thank God for giving us all this special time in our lives.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehekianu, V'kiyamanu, v'higyanu lazman hazeh.
Praise are you, Adonai our God, sovereign of the universe, who has given us life, sustained us, and helped us to reach this day. Danny, aren't the candles beautiful?
Yeah, they really are.
Hey, you hungry?
I'm hungry.
Then let's go get some latkes.
Okie dokie.
Yummy, 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 I want latkes for my tummy. Oy, there's so much to do. Grate the potatoes, grate, 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 and add a little onion too. Toss in an egg, salt and pepper for a spice. Fry it in the pan. It smells so nice. Ah, yummy, yummy, yummy. I got latkes in my tummy. Oy, there's so much to do. I think I'll share some with you.
Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire.
Have to worry about nothing, 'cause we got the fire and we burn it 8 nights of something. They're gonna see us from outer space,
outer space.
Light it up, they burn it bright for the human race, human race.
When the lights turn down,
flipping like I said, the lights are
music song. I'm waking up. We stop the fire and we burn it up.
And it's over now. We got the love.
There's no sleeping now. No sleeping now. Sleep
when the lights turn down. They don't know what they heard.
Strike the match, play it loud. Give it love.
Cause we got the fire, 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 yeah. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire.
and we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn.
The story goes on and on.
up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
I want to be brave like a Maccabee. Strong like a hammer. Save the world from evil and greed. But what can I do? I'm not brave at all. In the dark, I'm scared of sounds down the hall. Wanna be
brave. Well, I hope you enjoyed our program. I guess next year we'll coordinate with the sound people. It'll just like 99.9% better. But anyway, we have till next year. So happy Hanukkah, everybody.